Oh, hi, Pablo. It's Tina from Local Flesh. I think we got cut off, so I thought I'd call you first, and if you didn't answer, I would send a text to Ashley.
Yeah, I got the text. I was just reading it right now.
Oh, good. Okay, are you done with the call, or do you still want me to hold?
No, I'm done with the call. I barely hung up.
Okay, great. Okay, and Ashley's still there, too?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, so would that be a fair resolution for you guys, just so that we could get this all done properly, where, you know, I put a service credit on here for next month, and then you're paid in full until March?
No, it wouldn't be a resolution because, I mean, I'm not down to pay, not even one dime more, until everything's up and running. And actually, I've been thinking about canceling the payment, our first payment, because of...
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, it does say that the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours to get a business on the first page of Google as far as content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. And this is showing us that you've already been found on the first page of Google 63 times with 14 Google actions. So,
You know what those actions are?
Yeah, it says while the site was up and running, it was 12 clicks to the site and 2 clicks to call you. Now, it doesn't mean that you only received 2 calls, because if somebody did a search from a regular computer, they can't click to call you. They'd have to click to your site and then dial the number. So that happened. Let me go back to that screen. That happened 12 times. And then 2 times the person was on a smartphone.
Okay,
so they were able to...
Hold on a second. ¿No prendió, güey?
Uh-huh.
Es el del lado derecho, el penúltimo, güey.
Uh-huh.
Sale para los dos lados.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you were talking to him or to me. Yeah. So that happened, where you got 12 clicks to your site while it was up and running, where they'd had to go to the site to call you, and then 2 clicks to call out of the 63 times that you were found on the first page, which is phenomenally strong placement considering first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So you guys are right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business. So if
okay,
you were
one,
to
one
cancel
thing,
it.
One other thing, Tina.
Yes.
I know you're saying that the money is not refundable, but, and you should have it there on your transcript, that Nadine, or what, that's her name, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if out of 10 people contact you, you don't have three customers on your side, you don't get a project out of 10, I'll give you your money back. And you're saying there's 63 people that's been in the site, and we haven't got any customers.
63 people found you on the first page, and you had 14 Google actions. So that's the correspondence that we have that Google is tracking. Okay. Now, the Google actions are the clicks to the site or the clicks to call you. And then in addition to that, there's 4 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number that we provided for you.
Well, 4 leads.
The reason those are considered leads is that the calls are stored on the dashboard. So, for instance, on January 10th, somebody called in from 307-690-9246. They got, the mailbox wasn't set up, so they hung up. It was a 6-second call, but that was still recorded on the dashboard.
Yeah, that was exactly the guy that was looking for a job.
Okay. And then how do you know he was looking for a job if you didn't talk to him, though?
Yeah, we talked to him.
No, if you talked to him, it would have been recorded on the dashboard. This guy got a voice mailbox that wasn't set up, and he hung up. So this could have been a client call.
Okay,
and then,
so you have the phone calls recorded. Then you have
you have the
phone call that a guy was calling for a job.
Let me listen. There's one back in December. It's a 33-second call. Let me listen to this one and see what...
His name is Jared.
No, I don't hear, I don't see that on this call. I don't see that through the call tracking number. Are you getting us confused with another service by chance? Are you using anything else like a Thumbtack or a Home Advisor or an Angie Leads or something?
Yeah, I'm using, I have Angie Leads, but it was not through Angie.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
because it wasn't through Google because they would have called the number on Google, which they didn't. There's no calls from Jared through the call tracking number.
Is our number, does our number appear on the site, the phone number?
So the only number that we're promoting for you is 307-372-6444, and when people call it, it forwards over to your number. So if they call your number directly, then they didn't get it from Google. They got it from another source. Maybe someone was looking for a job and they found you on Angie's and they called you and then you thought it was from Google. But if it's not stored on your dashboard.
Okay. Is it possible that, oh my God, not a phone call. I got to take this phone call. I'm sorry.
I'll wait for you.
Call to, Ashley's phone number, please. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Hello?
Oh, I'm still here, actually.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay, no, that's fine.
That's so funny.
That's fine.
I was just putting some notes on the account, and I was going to hang up and call Ashley, and then you came back. That's funny.
No, that's fine. I took my phone call, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know what? I love it that you provide that kind of service. I always tell people the only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you don't answer your phone. And I know someone like you is going to answer your phone because you've done it every time we've been talking. So that's great.
Yeah.
So you'll do very, very well with this. So, but yeah, I mean, if you want to get, you know, the website up to speed and make an appointment, and Ashley can kind of spearhead that, and we'll have them text her first so she knows that it's not spam, and, you know, we can do the whole nine yards and get this all straightened out for you. But they won't do any type of programming with a past due balance. So if, you know, that's the case, it would almost be like you took the $249 that you originally paid and threw it down the toilet, because right when it was ready to explode and do some solid things for your business, then everything canceled and starts deactivating and unraveling, you know, because, you know, your Google listing is definitely live and it's verified and it's ranking on the first page. What I would recommend is get some reviews on it, because right now there's no reviews, and that will help you. Should you decide to continue, I can, you know, even compose a review generator email that would help you with it, where you could just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients and it would say, you know, thank you for calling Elevated Design and Remodeling. If you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click on that box, it would automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve a 5-star ranking on Google. Okay. Now, I have a little side concern in talking to both of you that perhaps you could have been contacted by one of those scam companies. There's a couple of scam companies out there. One's called Town Square Media. The other one's called Ollie. And they're calling our clients and they're saying, oh, Local Splash is putting together websites and they're copy and paste and they look just like all of the other clients. And they're not working with Google's best practices and they're scaring them. And their objective in doing that is to get them to, you know, cancel and hopefully sign up with them. And then if they do so, the reason they're scam companies is that new company can't create a new Google listing because it's a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So they can't do anything with the Google listing that we created if they don't have access to it. And the problem is for the customers that they've done that to, they never contact us and ask us for access to it. So it almost becomes like they're taking the money that they're sending the new company and throwing it down the toilet, because that new company, they scared them enough to get them to give them money and start working with them, but now they're not doing anything because they don't have access to it. So just be very, very careful. I don't know if that's the case, but just because you said, oh, our website looks exactly like some of your other clients, I was thinking, how would you know that unless you were contacted by one of these scam companies? Because that's what their whole pitch revolves around. So, you know, and if that's the case, be very, very careful, because, you know, when we brought you on board, put a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name, which is Wrangle. And we do that for a reason, because if a scam caller calls you and, you know, you have any questions as to whether it's legitimate or not, if they're an actual Local Splash employee, you should be able to ask them, like, hey, can you do me a favor and just confirm the security question and answer that you have on file? If they can't confirm it, then they're definitely not with us, and I would steer clear of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So be very careful with those guys. I have a feeling they might have, you know, reached out to you, which is why, you know, you got so worried about the site in the first place, you know. But we can definitely get everything exactly the way you want it to. That's no problem. Now, you have some good photos already, like before and afters and things like that, that we could use for the site?
Yeah, we always have some.
You do? Okay. But, yeah, that would be.
Okay. I got to get to work. I'm going to let you talk to Ashley, or you can call her phone number, because she's the one that's taking care of all this.
Okay, well, I already checked with the web development department. They said they're more than willing for me to create another appointment, but they can't do it with the past due balance. So, you know, you and Ashley kind of talk about it, see what you want to do there, and then I'll follow up with you again and see, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, then we'll definitely, you know, create that appointment. And I'll put a note in here that you'll get a service credit for next month just to kind of compensate you, okay?
Yeah, no, that's not happening. So put that I'm not okay with it. I'm not paying any more money, not until this is cleared. So I'm not going to pay, so don't even try. And I think I'm going to stop the payment on my side.
It's kind of like,
I know it takes time. I know it takes time, but it's fine. I can wait.
Yeah, you'll lose the dispute. I'm going to send you a copy of the terms and conditions that
fine.
You signed.
That's fine. If
it
I
has
lose
a
the
copy
dispute.
Of your e-signature and a timestamp of your IP address, and it says
the 249. I'm pretty sure there are. Can I speak, please?
Yes.
So, I'm pretty sure you have scripts, like word by word,
mm-hmm.
verbatim or transcripts, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what we spoke with Nadine, And then you should know exactly what we spoke with her as well. And she said, the money is refundable. Okay. You're saying it's not, but she said the money is refundable. If you're
we
not,
we have that
okay
call reviewed. Our calls are recorded for quality assurance. So I'll have that call reviewed because I'll tell you if any of our employees said that, that's an immediate cause for termination. And she's been with the company for over 10 years, so she wouldn't say something like that, knowing that it is non-refundable. Matter of fact,
I know
I'm going to...
I know you will. But
I'll review it. I'll have the quality assurance department review that call. and then
okay, I wasn't done yet. You know, I wasn't done yet, and you just got me off. So that's not...
Go ahead, Pablo.
Okay. So what I said is, that's what she said. The money is refundable, and that's what we... up to right now, I wasn't thinking about getting the money refunded. But, I mean, you're saying we cannot go on if we don't pay what's due, and I'm telling you that I'm not paying anything that's to possibly do because we haven't had a kickoff, whatever. And you're saying that they've been trying to get a hold of us. But yeah, I mean, for instance, you will try to get a hold of us again, or another one of your colleagues will try to get a hold of us. But who's going to want to answer? I mean, you won't move from your, from the place you're in right now, like the money is not refundable and we can't do nothing if the account is not current. And I'm saying I won't pay because I won't pay any not even a dime more if the site is not ongoing. And so you have said something and you won't move from there. And I said something that I will not move from what I said.
It's not a matter of whether I'm saying something and not moving from it. It's a matter of a signed agreement that we have that has you agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So if you did that, Pablo, problem.
Okay,
we would have been able. I even see they put a service credit on here for last month for you.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
She said about the 3 days. She said about the 3 days. I agree. But I agree when she said about the 3 days to cancel. You have to call us 3 days in advance to cancel the service. And then we will cancel it and we won't charge you. Not that if we wouldn't agree with the payment or not because stop the payment and let's do it until we do this. No, that was to cancel.
Well, again, it's voice recording should be.
Hold on. Please, again, don't cut me off again. So she said, call 3 days prior the payments due if you want to cancel the service. And okay. So up to today, we didn't want to cancel. So that means that if I tell you right now I want to cancel the service, you won't be able to cancel because the account is not current.
Correct. It continues to bill you each month until this settles. So even let's say the credit card you have on file, the account's closed. So it's not going to hit your bank account or anything, but it will eventually affect your business and your credit per the agreement that we have. But I'm going to have the quality assurance department review that call and review the voice verification recording because the way that you signed and the way that it's supposed to be worded is that you're agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th, and in order to prevent that charge or to cancel, you could call us 3 business days. So it's not just to cancel, it's in order to prevent the reoccurring charge that happened.
Well,
so I'm going to have them review that.
I believe
what you're saying, Pablo, but I just need to have them review it, okay?
Fine. I mean, you don't even need to tell me. You can do as easy as you please in your company. So what you're telling me is gonna affect me on my credit. It's gonna affect my company on my credit. That's fine. That's what you're saying. But what if I tell you what you're doing is gonna affect their reliability or to your business? It's gonna affect who believes and who does not believe in your business. I mean, that's what you can do.
I would encourage you not to say that, because your Google page is live and we have over 200 employees here. So I could say the same thing. You know, oh, if you don't pay this, we're going to affect the reliability of your business online. I mean, that's not professional. No, I'm just saying,
you're threatening me.
Well, no, I'm just saying
you are threatening me.
And so we could say this client agrees.
Thank God your calls are being recorded.
Pay their bills,
so you can tell me whatever you want, but I cannot say the
same
thing.
I didn't threaten you. I said, please don't say what you said to me.
You have 200. You have over 200 employees.
I said because
my page is live, and you can tell that whatever you want.
It works
right?
Both ways.
Thank
that's
you
what
very
I was
much
saying.
For saying it.
Right?
Thank
it
you
works
much
both
for
ways.
Saying,
that's what you were saying
Thank
to
you,
me.
Tina.
So yeah, that's what you were saying.
Well,
to
that's
me,
what
so
you told me at the beginning. That's what you told me.
Well, no, you said that you were going to affect the credibility of our company online if you don't get, you know, your way. And then I was saying, please don't say that, because if that's the case, we could do that too. You know, but I'm not that we ever would. Because we're
I never said the credibility. Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
So you told me that it's going to affect my credit. And so I tell you the same. What do you think if someone does something bad to you, what, are you going to price them? You got to give them a price? You just, what do you do? Tell me. You throw a party for him?
If someone does something bad to me, what do I do?
Like I'm saying, business-wise speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, if someone does something bad to me and they're offering to try
I'm saying business-wise. Like, if they affect you business-wise, what would you do? Like, thank them? Oh, thank you very much.
Well,
so you're going to see.
We would reach out to them try to make it right. I mean, if someone was affecting our business, we would reach out to them
Why are you telling me that you're gonna retaliate to me on my business account?
Because I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying that, oh, if you don't do what I want, then this is, you know, the way it's gonna be. And I apologize.
Oh, no, I never
because
said that.
We would never
we
do something like that,
that,
but I was just saying, I mean, it could happen, and that's why I'm like, you know, it's not a professional way to talk to anyone. It's not professional for me to talk that way, and it's not professional for you to talk that. You know what I mean? So that's all I was saying, and not to say that we would ever do that, you know, and you know that we would never do that. So, but let me...
I don't know, because you said it.
Well, no, because
I accept your apologies, and on my
you.
Side, for what it's
thank
worth,
you.
For what
thank
it's
you.
Worth, I'm sorry. So,
yeah, I'm sorry too, Pablo. I wanna get off to a fresh start with you guys, and I wanna get this all rectified, because again, all I do is collect failed payments, and I'm kind of an outsider. But the good news is I'm gonna spearhead it. I'll look into it. I'll have the call back from November 26th with Nadine pulled, and I'll have them listen to it, and I'm gonna have them number one. Listen to the entire call to see if Nadine ever said that the money that you paid was refundable. And number two, the voice verification recording, that, you know, she did clarify that it's an automatic renewal and you'd have to call in order to prevent the charge. So, you know, I'll kind of see what we can do there. And, you know, hopefully, you know, something happened where I can, you know, go in and, you know, fix something with the billing for you based on that call. But,
okay.
You know, again, I have to listen to the, you know, or have them listen to the
okay.
call.
Let me make this clear. She said that we have to call 3 days in advance to cancel the service so the charge wouldn't be made. To prevent the charge. Yes, she said that. to prevent the charge. But if we wanted to cancel,
mm-hmm.
so if we wanted to cancel, we cannot say like one day before, hey, you know what? I want to cancel my service, so don't charge me. No. She said that the money was not refundable if they already processed the charge and we wanted to cancel. You know what I mean?
So, I believe you, but let me just have them verify that, okay, so that we can put it
okay.
in the notes, okay? Okay.
Okay,
all right. Well, yeah, I really enjoyed talking to both of you, and I apologize if, you know, it sounded like, you know, I didn't, you know, but I do, and I'll try to do my best to get this fixed for you. But again, there's only so much I can do, you know, when, you know, it's something that's verbal as opposed to a signed agreement type thing. But the good news is we have anything that's verbal on a recording, so I can go back and listen to it, okay?
So when our
That's good. No problem. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. I will be following up with you and Ashley. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.